Welcome back to our Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And my name is Shaquan Nettingham. Today, of course, being joined, it's a Friday, so it's our weekly segment here with Perry Chamber Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And, you know, it's been kind of a, let's say, a tame winter.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's kind of getting a little warm out there.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Let's start thinking about spring and summer, right?
Right. So with that, obviously, you know, March is next Friday, and it's the fifth year of the Big Boom Bracket Battle. You see how I did that?
That's right. You got it.
Thank you. Of course, this is one of the events that you have. You're raising money for the fireworks drive, and you said there is an $18,000 goal for that. So can you kind of give us some background of how this event goes?
Yeah, so a little bit of a background. The Perry Chamber hosts the 4th of July celebration, and we coordinate fundraising efforts for the community fireworks drive. And so it is all community raised with sponsors and different initiatives so that we have a really wonderful fireworks display on the 4th of July. And that fundraising doesn't happen overnight. It's many, many nights.
Yep.
And so we get started as early as we can to kind of stretch that out a little bit. You mentioned that $18,000 goal. That has been our goal the last couple years to raise. We've been successful and have a little carryover, which is exciting to kind of help boost that from year to year, that momentum. But $18,000 is still a big number, so we try to break it down a little bit. So we've been doing the Big Boom Bracket Battle for now. This will be our fifth year. So it's just really fun to see initiatives like that continue. It's fun for the community. We have different people involved every year. It continues to get great donations. So we're continuing to do it. So we'll start off in March, the Big Boom Bracket Battle. We'll have the Radio Pie Auction in April. We'll do a grocery bill roundup in May, and then maybe some other fun things along the way, all to support the fireworks drive. Every little bit helps when it comes to raising that money, so we try to make it fun and stretch it out, and really from a few quarters, nickels and dimes, yep, to, you know, $100 checks, we accept it all, and it all goes a long way.
That's amazing. And so can you maybe talk about how much money that this event brings in?
For the Big Boom Bracket Battle, it varies every year. Some years there's really big competition, you know, even just between two individuals. So it varies quite a bit, but we were just shy of $6,000 last year. And each round varies, but the first round being more people tends to bring in quite a bit, and then people are figuring out, and it's a bracket. So you're up against one other person, whoever wins moves on to the next round. It's usually that first round and that last round that are the most exciting, I would say. It seems like in the past, in the last round last year, two individuals together brought in more dollars than the eight did, you know, 2 weeks before that. So $1,100 in the showdown last year between Mandy Ballantyne and Deepak Nayar from two member businesses, and just happened to be at the annual dinner. And so there was donations last minute coming in, and we didn't even know who was going to get the pie in the face then. So it's just kind of a fun activity. So the way that it's set up, we get nominations from the community. We ask, hey, do you want to be a part of this? And then we have an elimination round on Facebook. And then from there, we have the top 16 move on to the bracket. So we ask for nominations from the community. Who would you like to see get a pie in the face? Who would you like to see be a part of this fundraiser? Obviously, we ask for permission. So
right.
We're not going to throw someone in there that doesn't want to be a part of it. But then we put an album out on Facebook, and with people's votes, either liking or loving a photo, that's the elimination of who is the top 16. A bit of a popularity contest, but you got to start somewhere with the elimination round. And then we seed that bracket of 16 individuals, and we go from there. Four rounds of voting. So instead of the likes and love on Facebook, we actually are asking for donations, and those dollar amounts is what determines who moves on to the next round.
Man, that sounds exciting. Obviously, this will be my first one, and I know you nominated me, so I mean, yes. I might just have to make an appearance, you know?
Right? Yes. I mean, it's just fun being a part of it.
Oh, sure.
And it's nice to see that support for the fireworks drive in general. So having so many people nominated, so many people accepting that nomination. I think last year was our biggest year, and we had like 53 people in the elimination round.
Wow.
And that was even smaller than the total number nominated, because some people always have the right to say no.
Right.
But yeah, so going from 50 down to 16, it's really competitive And so that top, I would say 20, it's like, I don't know who's going to be in the brackets. Sure. It's up to you. But it's pretty fun. And then the real fundraising begins once we have that top 16.
Well, that's just awesome. Like I said, so that starts next month, and March is next Friday. Can you maybe now list some of the winners from last year? I know you mentioned the two runner-ups or, mm-hmm. and then some of the past winners from there.
Yeah. So the very first year we did this in 2020, we actually had a tie. It came down to an in-person activity where we had the two individuals there. We had someone kind of sneak us. There might have been some insider trading information going on there, but it was fun. It's all in good fun for the fireworks drive. So we had a last minute donation for the exact amount that made it a tie. And it was JP Holgan and Eddie Diaz that got the very first pies in the face as the grand prize of this Big Boom Bracket Battle. And then the next year in 2021, we had Sean Welch get a pie in his face. And then we had Michael Penico in 2022. He was out at the annual dinner. And then last year was Deep from Blue Jay Market, Deep Nayar. So just fun, different community members, some recognized, some business owners active in the community in various ways. And that's really what makes it fun, that we get nominations from all over. And then it kind of filters out to see. You never know who's going to make it.
I mean, are you allowed to participate?
I can say that I've been nominated every year. I've been in the bracket a couple times. I did not make it into the bracket last year. So I think
we're going to have to change that.
Well, it's all part of the elimination round, which starts next Friday,
okay.
March 1st. So we'll be getting nominations in now. We'll have that album posted on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook, sorry, but that's the elimination round. You get a photo out there and people like or love your photo, and top 16 moves on to the bracket.
Okay, that's awesome. And so obviously, I mean, with that, it's a great way to follow the Chamber on Facebook, you know, to keep yes. up with all of this, and especially for that elimination round to do that. And like you mentioned, you had the radio pie auction that's coming up in April, the grocery barrel roundup in May, and these are all going towards the fireworks drive for the 4th of July.
That's right. Yep. So we fundraise starting now and for months and months. So you'll probably be tired of hearing about it, but it all supports the community's fireworks display on the 4th of July. So it's not just us writing a check wherever that money comes from. It's not a single sponsor. It's not the city. This is a community fireworks display that's sponsored by the community with all of those donations. So like I said, every little bit counts. Mm-hmm. So we'll have jars out in the community collecting those small donations. We'll have it set up on Square for those online donations. So in any amount, we accept them, and it all goes to the fireworks display.
That is awesome. And that is the Perry Chamber Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti here providing us some information about the Big Boom Bracket Battle that's coming up next month in March again, which is next Friday. So Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.